You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. Americans started construction on 1.57 million homes in January. That is a seasonally adjusted number. More than expected, 20% up from January of 2019. Single family starts hit the 1 million unit threshold for the second month in a row. Haven't been that high since the housing boom. Multifamily construction starts are up 70% from last year. Let's talk to Diane Swonk. She's chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
This sounds like we could be getting some actual movement in the housing supply. What do you think?
Yes, it is some real movement. We're getting a little extra lift from unseasonably warm winter weather. And we're finally seeing the housing market respond to low interest rates. The problem is we still have a long way to go to catch up on what was lost, and there still is a huge shortage of those entry-level single-family homes that people want to buy now.
Right, because a lot of the emphasis has been on building homes for the wealthy. That's where the money's been, and that's where the building's been for the most part, right?
Exactly. And also, we have fewer builders than we did in the past, and they could game the market in ways that they couldn't in the past, building only what they could sell rather than that speculative housing we used to see, you know, to an excess during the building boom. But we're not seeing that kind of speculative build in the single-family entry-level market where demand is strongest. And as a result, it has left, you know, the upward pressure on prices across the board. Even some of the second-tier markets where rentals, people have begun moving for more affordable reason, moving jobs there as well, off of the coast, you're seeing those markets, the rents go up much more rapidly than the actual pace of wages.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton, thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.